of Steam, Steel, and Murder, an actual play podcast, is back again with part 2 of Session 37. The players in this episode are Ben, bringing back the good Dr. Babar, Jameis playing Gavin Marshall, John H. playing Austin, John Prime playing Aldrich Huntergard, and Marcus as Daniel Bishop. There are no new listener responses or emails to report, so we'll get right into the story of Steam, Steel, and Murder, Session 37, Part 2.
Here, and that was pretty much your main.
I didn't know.
Drina took repair, but then she also took the specialty in automotives.
I thought for repair, repair would be good enough to do some jury rig something. Would be great if I don't, without engineering, but it'd be good enough.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I have craft engineering, so you can work on other stuff, and I can work on.
I've got engine programmer, so I've got all the mega computer elite skills.
Yeah, so you know how to do it. Also, since Bert mentioned it, we could also make sure. I'm pretty sure we probably have enough junk here to jury rig a battery so that they can't get us off the broadcast power. You did mention that. I did hear that, right, Bert?
Yes, yes.
So we can... I'm pretty sure we have... Hell, we could probably just borrow one of the radio's power.
Yeah, the quantum phones have batteries. Yeah.
There was a generator in the basement. I don't know if it still works, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is that.
I'm just saying Tesla create a microfusion cell now. It's
looking... has he created the solar panel yet?
No.
Damn.
Who are we missing? Is everyone back?
I have a question. How did Tesla generate power?
Zero point energy.
Actually, like, Tesla was researching generating power from, like, the motion of the Earth.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So I'm guessing, considering Bert's world is based off of what Tesla ideas were, it's probably something like that.
Soon enough, we will have graviton power.
Mm. They actually got some of their power that was generated was from, since Metapulse located right on an ocean shore, they get some of it from that. But yeah, some of it was also... deep core, like, resonant energy from Earth as well. No one actually ever looked into it, so characters don't know.
No.
But they don't burn fossil fuels, you know that. The fog is due to steam release of cooling down equipment versus it being from industrial smog and such.
I got my thing wrong. I always thought it was just because of the moisture in the air and static electricity.
Exactly, yeah. But the static's coming from the broadcast towers that run all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He found a way to harness the power of stupid. Infinite energy for everyone.
That's right.
I didn't think they had the internet yet.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got close. We're getting there. We've got computers. Just need to network them up a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is everybody back? John Prime, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Other John, Austin, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. What I was saying to the doctor, yes, you have some old military buddies that actually built bunkers and, well, not just normal bunkers, but the kind that were very difficult to find. They made basically observation posts and hidden bunkers for communication in the war. So they're pretty good at making concealed locations.
So I'm going to go and rebuild the... I'll hire them to rebuild the front and also rebuild some of the secret areas underneath.
What is your resources? Hospitals
no one can ever find.
What is your resource level?
It is a 3 with a 2 extra for the office.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a resource roll. This might actually strap you out a little bit for cash. Let me see how you do here.
I already rolled it, actually.
Oh, is it what the two pluses are on the screen?
Yes.
Okay, so that gives you a 5 total, which you're fine. You do have to dip a little bit into your savings. You don't have as much as they need up front, but easily still gotten. The way that works, by the way, if you need to make a resource roll and you flub it, your resources actually go down. You get what you want. Yeah, you get what you want, but the resources do go down. But in your case, you're fine. You just had to call in a few of your savings certificates, etc., but you're good. So, yeah, you'll get the crew set up. They can start work in a day or two. They've got to get some specialized equipment in, and get all the permits lined up, of course. And you did get a hold of your lab manager. They want to know when they can come back to work.
And I need to find out from the construction person and add about 2 more weeks after that.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at about a month, then, we'll say.
Yeah, probably. Because okay. Construction never goes to plan.
Never, never. Especially illicit construction.
And then after that, I need to go to the police office and get fake interrogated by them.
Sure. Do you want to go to the one you're more familiar with?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. In which case, Miss Blair herself will be the one. She takes you into the special interrogation room, which is the one where she can actually turn off the recordings and everything. And that's what she does. Walks into the room and has you sit down. And for the first few minutes, she goes through the whole as if she doesn't know you very well. And, you know, it's like, state your name, please.
Alexander Barba.
And Mr. Barba, you have recently been under guild contract as an investigator. Is this correct?
Yes.
And we have, under due authority, you have been relieved of that license. Is that correct?
Apparently.
And can you please tell me where you have been in the last 6 months?
Well, I can't tell you specifics. But
oh, of course not. Patient. Just what country you've been in would be good enough.
The United States. Right? That is it's not a country, right? I forgot the lore.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you'll be in one of the other locations here on this continent. That's fine. We haven't got it all private, worked out yet.
Private estate.
Yes.
The states.
Mm-hmm. Good enough. All right. And she pulls out what looks like a lunchbox from her briefcase. And she continues to ask you these boring questions. And then in the breath between one question and the next, she hits the play button. As you can see, the large lunch pail looking thing is actually a reel-to-reel recorder. And then her voice picks up from the recorder, and it continues to ask questions. And then she kind of takes you off to the side and says, you know, the gang's in a pretty deep amount of trouble right now. They're actually being wanted for sedition. They're facing hanging charges here by the Crown. Have you been in contact with them since you've been back?
No, I haven't seen them. What do they want? What does the Crown want them for?
Oh, yeah, you don't know, do you? She roots around in her baggage and says, when we're done here, take a look at this. And she hands you a cylinder for a machine, for an engine, and says, you can use the media room after we're done. Just watch what's on there. Okay. The short of it is that, well, there's been some changes since Dare's taken over. And, with the tension that's going on in the world right now, with Germany getting a little frisky, the Crown has been very, very jumpy at possible insecurities that have been going on in Metapol. And your friends have been linked to an organization that is both heavily armed, has extensive military skill, and is a possible threat to the Crown. They're looking at it as a movement to arm the citizens of Metapol against the crown.
Oh, like the citizens need any help arming themselves.
Yeah, she chuckles at that. I didn't say they're right or wrong, but at any rate, we're being ordered to bring them in, and they're to face charges.
I'll let you know if I see them.
And, you know, she's talking low to you the whole time so that her voice coming out of the recorder is louder, in the room. And she says, can you, well, let's suppose you don't know where they are. Let's say that you don't. In your shoes, would expect that once you leave this police station, you will be followed. Likely your home lines are going to be tapped as well as your office. And you'll be under a lot of scrutiny, I would imagine for a while. And it's not by my office, doing this either. Of course, we don't have the technology or manpower to do that. There's something hinky going on right now with the guilds. All the German representatives are clearing out this week. As far as I know, none of them are staying, and, well, we're not sure what this is going to mean for Metapol. I guess all I'm saying is you've done good work for us in the past, I appreciate it, and just watch out for yourself, and keep in mind that you are probably being watched.
I'll make sure to keep that in mind.
And then she goes back to the table, and then... And the pause in the recording between the next question, she turns it off and then she resumes the questioning. And I understand that your office in the last intervening 6 months was the site of terrorist activities in Metapol, in which your office suffered a great deal of damage. And you were not in town at the time. This has been verified. If you could just sign these papers, please. This is just releasing your office back as no longer a potential crime scene, just to get it officially in paperwork.
I guess I should put bigger locks on it this time.
And as
getting inside,
as nothing can be could have been proven that you were at fault for any of this. If you could sign the sheet here, Metapol will offer you back some compensation on the damage that was done.
Sign the paperwork. That'll do good for my finances.
Yes. And please, if you intend on leaving the town, Mr. Babar, please give us a few days' warning, if you would. At least for the next month or two, or until your ex-compatriots are ran to ground. And that will be all.
All right, and then I'll finish signing the paperwork and leave and head back to the office and oversight the all of the work that's being done. And
did you want to watch the cylinder that she gave you before you leave?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry, yeah.
It's a very grainy, long-distance video of a group of men that are training with ballistic firearms, with explosives, somewhere just outside of Metapol. There's a shady figure with a hat on. You recognize the hat as being Marlowe's hat, but you never see him in anything other than shadowy profile. Mm. And some of the men that are shown on the video, a couple of them, you recognize the faces from the guys that were standing around in the insane asylum that you had just left.
Well, that's interesting information for me to know.
Mm-hmm. But it definitely looks like they're undergoing some kind of military training with very large ordnance.
Standard issue Metapol guns.
Oh no. No. This is all military hardware.
All right. So I'll let the I'll give the video back to her and then head to my office.
Mm-hmm.
And oversee the construction and go over exactly what I want and how much I want to actually show on record and how much I don't.
Right. Yeah, they get your blueprints down and you decide how many rooms that you want that are, you know, disguised and maybe a bit more reinforcement this time in case the car decides to go through your front office.
Yes. And better locks.
Right. Better locks. Oddly, the police did actually do a pretty good job of keeping your place from being looted, though, once the whole front came down. Yeah, there was nothing stolen other than the damage done when the building fell down. Nothing else was touched.
I'm going to have the extra room soundproofed and one of the extra rooms put in a way that I can gas the room if I choose to.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I know what room I'm going to be stored in if I ever need to go there.
There's a possibility. But that's
I really need to get that gas mask I had.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ben, was there anything else that you wanted to get in motion?
No, I'm waiting. I'm telling the employees to still keep working where they are until I get everything fixed up around there. Mm-hmm. And I'm making sure I let known that the contractor needs to keep all of the back construction on really secret, just in case they're following me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back to my house and, you know, pretend like nothing's happening for a while.
Okay. Good enough. All right. Meanwhile, you guys were going to set up some kind of watch on Dare's office and home.
Yep.
What resources did you want to use for that? How did you want to go about it?
Well, I've been having the Chica set up watches on the apes, so I have the Chica set up watches on deer.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty much hang back, just, yeah, really sort of low profile. Do not, at the moment, try to get too close or infiltrate or anything. At the right beginning of this, it's going to be watch and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sort of slowly ramp up and get closer later on. But one also thing I want to try and do, not in the first few days, but sort of slip a bug into someone who's going into one of these places just to see what the reaction is. So you can see if they are able to detect bugs easily and stuff.
All right. Home or work?
Ultimately both. Okay. Okay. We'll go home first.
All right. Let me look up... Nick's Cheka group. I need their stats. Give me just a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If need be, I'll be the one going out and actually doing the planting a bug on someone and stuff. So I'll be going to plant a bug on someone for you that goes in there.
Okay, they have... Security 3, all right.
Wow. That's what they do, though. So, you know, yep. That's what they're supposed to have.
Okay, well, they do a pretty good job of surveillance. In the first couple of days, you get a report back that Dare seems to always be accompanied by two bodyguards wherever he goes. This is out, like, when he's chauffeured everywhere, and outside of a chauffeur, there's always two people that follow him around. Two fairly large-looking guys with a lot. They seem to have a military bearing about them. They don't have any obvious weapons, but their suits are tailored such that one could easily be hidden. At work, the guilds have the same kind of security they've had before. So yes, there are scanners and that sort of thing. At his home, the only difference looks like they have installed a couple of cameras. Nothing else seems to have changed on the premises itself. No extra guards, just the extra cameras.
Hmm. Interesting.
How did you want to try and insert a bug? You want to try and get someone that works in his office and just kind of plant it on him and see if he can get in?
Yeah.
Okay. But you said you wanted to do the home first, so how would you go about bugging the home?
People go in and out of the home. You've got to have servants going in and out.
Actually, most of the servants don't go in and out. They do have... How does
food get delivered? Groceries
delivered. Food is delivered.
Yeah. Slip it into there when it gets delivered.
Okay. Give me a context.
Even if it's just on the person going and delivering stuff in there, that's fine. The question is, how quickly do they pick up a bug if they pick it up at all?
Right. Just give me a context roll to see if you can get a bug onto like one of the food crates just by, you know, knowing someone that works for the grocery providers, etc. Unless you're wanting to do it yourself, in which case you can give me a burglary roll.
I think that's pretty good.
Four is pretty good. Okay. Okay, you managed to slip one onto a food crate that's bound for the Dare's kitchen, and you know, you get pretty good reception on it. The crate itself is the bug, and you haven't had a chance to get anything miniaturized too much yet, although I guess him working on it.
Yeah. And if they think that we only got the big bugs, they'll be least looking for the miniaturized one. So that's fine.
But you, for the next day or so, actually, you get fine reception of the Dare's kitchen. You hear the cooks talking. You hear lots of food preparation in the background. You hear the, sometime around 3 a.m., somebody in the staff is getting busy with somebody else in the staff. the next day, unfortunately, it sounds like all the food crates are picked back up by the grocery store and taken off the premises. But what was not detected during the time it was there.
Oh, yes. So that's encouraging. It's encouraging.
And if you want to try to do it at his work, we'll go with the same role there. You're able to slip something in. Maybe somebody that doesn't work in Dare's specific office but works in the same building. And you're actually out on the park, maybe, glasses on, reading a newspaper as there is a very large disturbance up front as this guy tries to enter the front of the building. He is tackled bodily by a couple of guards, handcuffed and stripped right there on the front lawn.
Wow. So I didn't like that person very much, I'm guessing.
it was probably just some paper boy or just, some cart pusher in there that you dropped a bug onto.
Yep, that's, but I was expecting an over-the-top reaction, and that's what I got. Yep. So it works. I'll be talking about this with the others, too, so if you guys want to pipe up with ideas about what to do, feel free.
Okay, obviously the work is not a great place.
And he's probably not going to reveal that much at home, honestly.
I suspect that's where he's talking with Rathke's at home, to be honest.
Yes, yeah. But you remember I believe he had actually, I think he had the same thing as Tesla with the pocket watch, so he may have that.
Yeah.
Or the clock or something along those lines.
But on the other hand, the kitchen was bugged for the entire time. Including when Deer was there, so it's not a.
It's
something that's close. He didn't go to the kitchen. I would have heard him otherwise, but if he has got something on him, it's not close. It's not a wide ranging detector.
Any good rumors from the cooks?
Any good what? Sorry.
Rumors about what's happening in the house.
Yeah, actually, you picked up a few things where people are just discussing, how Dare has been acting odd lately. No one seems to be disgruntled, just small things like, maybe Mr. Dare's feeling under the weather, and when is the wife coming home? They're wondering, we haven't heard from her in a while. Still on vacation, it seems.
Where was she on vacation again?
Well,
you actually don't know the location. They were just out of medical.
We may need to go get her. For safety reasons, just for Dare.
Yeah, we have no idea. That's a possibility.
Yeah, because that may be how they're holding Dare, is they have the wife and...
Well, actually, you know from when you first met Beta, the fact that she had gotten a hold of Beta somehow, and that she's on the run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. She figured out what was going on, and she's on the run.
Yeah.
I forgot she's on the run. Unfortunately, she doesn't know about the railroad, so she can't connect that network in.
Hey, Bert, I thought of something else I want to do during the downtime.
Sure. What's that?
I want to make up pamphlets about white noise generators being good for mental health and get a bunch and stick them around the office.
Nice. Very nice.
And also, we'll be trying to somehow get the doctor to come over and give a Tesla a medical exam.
Ah, yes. How do you contact the doctor?
Yes, that is very important.
Send me.
Yep, we can send Austin, we can send Xander, we can send Ward. I assume Ward's back up and running at this point.
Yes, yes. He's got a cruel longing for chocolate pudding that he just can't shake.
did we not already send Ward back with a green flag?
I have no idea. No, we never really discussed what was happening with Ward. We just...
I said I was sending him back.
Did you?
Yeah, I said I was trying to get him back.
Well, it's up to you whether or not he's gone yet or not. I mean, if you were sending him back, I guess he would meet up with Marlo.
Yeah, that's what I planned on. And Marlo can have his scene and then catch up with us.
All right.
Okay. So, Austin would be the most obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, make sure that Austin's being driven by Xander since he knows how to lose a tail.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're sending Austin to do what?
What could go wrong?
Well, I mean, what are you asking him to do other than just to go and meet the doctor?
Tell him you need to, you and the Joey need a checkup. So just go in as a patient, and when you get in there, tell him that we need the doctor to get over here, and if he needs a driver, we can...
Well, the doctor's office won't be opened if you go by and look, the office is still closed. It looks like there's some pretty intensive construction going on. It's not like you guys don't know where he lives. I'm just saying that his office, though,
is still under construction. He does go by the office, but we don't really have a good cover story at the point of what
we're trying to get. We could have him go by his house as a house call. It's a
very simple cover story. And I use that term in an entirely overcomplicated way. He's taking food to the workers at the office. If we time it to when Barb is there, because he'll be at the office, that's the boom. He's delivering food. What's going to be...
What's going to be... Hey,
we can give him... extra buddy.
And it's very easy to tell because I'm keeping a very meticulous schedule right now.
Yes.
Quite easy if you did. Delivering food. Boom. There you go. Cover
so you, you dress him in a Chef D's uniform. Load them up with food and send them over.
We double check the food is not long pork.
Yes,
it's the Chef D special. Yes,
it starts. It's the Chef C special.
All right. John, you take out a van that's been made up to look like a food wagon. Actually, no, you just take one of the chef's food wagons. You're dressed up in the shirt and apron from his diner, and you show up at the doctor's office. The doc is there going over some floor plans. Doc, they've got kind of like a blind set up front. So like, they've extended the front of your building and they've got it all tarped over so people can't actually see what's going on inside.
Gotcha. Which is good.
Yeah.
Because they're having to haul out, like, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Austin, you arrive there and you see the whole front of the office is covered up by a tarpaulin. You hear all kinds of construction going on. What do you do?
Well, I stare at it for a good minute. Just like, wow, did this. And, bring out the food and walk up there and knock on what remains of a door.
Mm-hmm. All right. It'll probably be one of the side doors. All right. Doc, somebody's knocking on your door.
Open the door expecting a shipment and not a delivery guy.
Yes, there is a Chef D's food delivery man sitting there. Of course,
stare at him in disbelief and go, yes. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I ordered this a little while ago. Come on in.
As we're walking, it's like, where do you need it? Putting on the cheesy Italian accent.
Yeah. And then you'll hear the white noise generators that I'm already having running for the health of the construction workers.
Of course.
Probably mad and insane by this point from the white noise.
If they're not, whoever's trying to bug it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You should be able to talk in here.
He takes the hat off, throws it on the ground, stomps on it about three times.
I'll give him a nice tip, too. Here's a few bucks. Buy some non-hallucinogenic food.
Duly noted. Right, I need you to come with me. You need to check up a mutual friend for us.
If I leave, then they're going to know.
Well, if you bring him here, they're going to know anyway.
Yeah. So why don't you have a house somewhere safe set up and have him call me?
Yes.
Right.
That's the obvious thing now I think about it.
Rather than bringing him here or having me go there. Considering I don't have an office, it's fine to set up a house call.
Right.
He did leave behind some nice boxes of really good food from the newest, hottest restaurant in town.
I'll leave it out for everybody to have some. Yeah. And I really will tip him.
He really appreciates it.
Here in the background, oh, it's barbecue. I love this stuff.
He shakes his head, thinking what it could be. Flashbacks to the severed hand.
Yes. We have a possible cannibal chef cooking in town. That's the inside joke there, Doc.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's sweet pork.
Yes.
I was jamming an adventure and got him to eat human. Eat yes. A bit of human, so from that point on, he was done.
And the joke about Special C was the fact that he has Constantine's hand.
Yes.
Superpower.
And it's a running gag that sometime he's going to turn it into food for everyone to eat.
What do you mean sometime?
See?
Actually, he's probably already eaten it to gain Constantine's power.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a pot of soup. You know, he's got one of those endless pots of soup where you always just keep adding water to it.
Oh. What did Nick keep calling Special D? It started with a W. He's a... whatever. Someone else will say it.
Wendigo.
Wendigo, that's it.
Yeah. Looks more like Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, I keep thinking of that name myself. But no.
Yeah.
So I'm Chef. The full name's Darius, so it's Chef D. Tenacious D, I think it's a restaurant or something. I don't know.
Well, I'll completely inform our doctor friend of what I saw Tesla doing. You know, get him up to speed and tell him.
I'll try to do a quick diagnosis without seeing
him. What was it?
Yeah. Well, from the description, it sounds like he is having some sort of seizure. You won't know specifically until you can, it would be helpful to know if he has the taste of copper in his mouth, you are told that he doesn't realize the time lapse at all. He doesn't know he's doing it. Could be some brain damage going on.
So I'll express all those to him and I guess just look at it. Or I've got to look at him in order to give a better diagnosis.
Yep. Seizures in and of themselves are not dangerous unless he goes into fits where if they're particularly long, he may not be able to breathe. He may, chew through his tongue, but it doesn't sound like these are particularly violent events. People can have seizures just fine, and there's no real side effect unless it goes on too long. But it could also mean that there's something going on brain-related that could be bad.
Really bad.
Yeah, let me just set him on the MRI. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. As opposed to the good brain-related damage.
Yes.
Let's
Right. Appreciate it. Someone will be calling you in about 2 or 3 hours. Depends when I get back.
Well, you probably are going to have a sight that, they can see. It's just a normal sight.
Well, don't worry. I think... Never mind. None of them are smart back there. I'll think something. thanks for the tip, anyway. I'll be on my way. He picks up the hat, brushes it off, puts it back on, puts on a very, very agitated smile. walks out.
Give me an alertness roll when you leave.
Alertness. I actually have okay alertness. Dares to die sure. Oh, theory. It's only a 2.
Okay, no, 2 is good. There is a man sitting on a park bench across from you, apparently, reading a newspaper. He's flipping through the sections. You, with a 2, however, notice that the newspaper is upside down.
I open the door, taking my jacket off, pretending like I'm getting out of my clothes to go home, kind of leaning in when I put my hat in, kind of whisper to the driver to look at the man over there.
Mm-hmm.
Then lean back to start taking the jacket off.
All right. And the driver notes it, and he looks around himself, and he also notices someone that's been kind of in the apartment complex across the street. There's been somebody who's been taking an inordinate amount of time hanging up their laundry on a line. He's like, he might be under observation. Hard to tell.
just a little bit, huh?
Well, let's take the long way back and see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's safe.
So, as you are driving away, he doesn't feel like you've picked up a tail. He drives around a bit more before going back to the insane asylum.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, notice all those negatives, did you?
Yeah, you've got a van filling with the sign on the side, Flowers by Irene. Yeah.
You could actually see the photo lens out of the driver's side lens.
Like, what? I was almost tempted to go past the time.
I'm half tempted to take some of the food over to the guy on the bench across the street and be like, you look like you've been out here a while. Do you want some food?
That's the thing. One thing you do in Spylaw is that you do actually make friends with the people who are surveilling you so that they'll be more inclined to sort of let things go. Yeah.
I'll get back.
They're not going to change loyalty or anything, but they might be willing to give you a head start, and that might be all you need sometimes.
Just let the slight amount of drugs pass.
Yeah.
But as I get back, I instantly find the closest person, relating to the 3 people of importance. I don't know who's
in. Yeah, you're probably all around the same, waiting for him to come back.
By the way, you could always give the spy some of our food,
Well, I don't really need to lace it with anything from the sanatorium. I've got plenty of stuff. But I think spiking his food to start with is probably not a good idea.
I don't know. If it's like some hallucinogen, he could have a fun day. Find himself in a ditch somewhere.
No, I swear, he's been bringing in dragons out the back.
All day long.
I'll see everyone at the table walk up.
Okay, do any of you happen to have a safe house we can destroy and use?
I'm sure you know someone.
Yes, I actually probably do know someone who we can borrow. Okay.
You got your pick.
It makes things a lot simpler and simply slip the doctor a radio.
We'll do that during the next conversation.
Mm-hmm. You know several people that you can borrow their apartment for a few hours easily enough.
That's going to be a.
Wouldn't it be easier to choose one of the semi-destroyed buildings?
No, because we want a real house call. So
you want it to
7.
Look like it's here. It looks like a perfectly normal house call. So,
Do give me a context roll, though.
I just did 7.
Okay.
One thing we'll need to talk to Tesla about is the fact that other Tesla did come up with this anti-bugging technology, and will Tesla's bugs be able to counter this counter-bugging technology?
Can he beat the bug detector?
Actually, if you'll allow him to take apart one of the quantum radios, he thinks he can.
We didn't understand the quantum radios anyway, so
there you go. Oh dear God!
That's right. We'll say it was Marlowe's.
There you go.
He left without it. It's his own fault.
Oh, we can't talk to him. He doesn't have it on him.
Oh God! Quantum bugs. Oh God.
That's the way to go.
You don't even have to broadcast anything.
And that should be able to get into his office as well. Oh, hells. Brilliant. Oh, they clearly only need them to go one way. You don't need to have a two-way quantum system. Not that we know what quantum means. Quantum means a hidden transmission. That's what it means.
All right, so you said, you find an apartment from somebody you know that's willing to go away for a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who all do we want there with Tesla?
We'll just also make sure that the people who are, I don't know whether I'm going or not, I'll make sure people know the roots of the apes in the sewers so we know there's no chance of them encountering us anytime soon.
Yeah, time it so that we can actually run through the sewers if necessary.
Can we
do that, Bert?
Have a place that's got a sewer connection that you can get into? It's not bad. That's fine. Oh, by the way, hold on a second. I need to
look at him and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Something tells me after I see the dice, I'm probably going to spend a chip and be like, hey, I have better contact.
Seven's pretty good.
But no. You easily get a hold of somebody that'll do it for you.
Yeah, the problem is I'm not sure if they're going to turn me in.
Yeah, I'd like you to make an empathy roll.
Great. Of course, my empathy is one of the skills I'm not amazing with.
You've got chips and aspects.
Is a 5 good enough?
Oh, yeah, 5's pretty good. The person you got a hold of, while it's someone that you know fairly well, let's be honest, it's probably a woman. but she seemed to agree pretty quickly to let you use the place. She didn't even, demand that you take her out or anything. Of course, she probably knows that you're on the run. But she seemed to concede really fast.
Okay. I say, forget this. I think about it, and I go, okay, let's contact the believers and bishops instead.
All right. You don't have to re-roll. That's fine. Somebody there is willing to let you use their house for a few hours.
Right. You ever notice that none of the players are believers and bishops?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you don't count.
Well,
so are you?
How many players are actually in the Marmoset Underground, Marmoset Railroad?
As far as I know, only me, but that's because I'm the only one that's really got any kind of passion for it.
Exactly. I'm the only one who has a passion in believing in Bishop. Hey, I'm gaining influence with that group.
But I have also had other players give the railroad points. So,
yes, unfortunately for me.
I think we've had players giving the group the ethical castration of Daniel Bishop some points. All right, anyway, so you line up a house that you can use. I assume you're going to call the doctor and tell him which house.
I make sure that we have a person who sounds not like ours, mm-hmm. who can make the call.
Actually, you can just get one of the Cheka to do it.
And a call from that place so that it's actually normal, not from, where we're at or my phone.
All right. So, doctor, you do get the call, and a man on the phone requesting that you make a house call for a patient that is suffering some maladies.
He's got some beta blockers. Get it? Beta blockers.
I was just thinking I should have given him.
Yeah,
should have given him a patient name, but I'll be like, seen one of the other? Were they seeing one of the other physicians while I was gone? And they'll answer no, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go, well, okay, well, since my office is closed, I'll come see you at your house. Can you give me the address?
Okay, you're given the address.
It's for Miss Tesla.
I'll drive there in my little car, which hasn't been damaged yet in this episode.
Actually, you pick your car up at Drina's, and it's perfect. She had repainted it, redid the transmission. It looks better than you've ever seen it before.
Wasn't it pink now?
No, actually, they repainted it from all the psychedelic colors that were on it.
I guess I get more worse that she's not in town.
Nope. No, it was Sam, her employee, that's been working on it. So he did a good job. Car looks great. Drives great.
He did have like 6 months to get it done.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
It probably got done like last week. Like the red tape being taken off my office.
Exactly. So yeah, your car is fine. Give me an alertness roll as you're going to the apartment.
Oh, oops. I didn't mean to add label. I meant to do that. I don't see anything.
I don't see your roll. What's the total?
One.
There it is. Yeah. A one?
I don't think they're that bad.
Nope. Don't notice a thing. The neighborhood that they picked is actually a pretty good neighborhood. So there is there's ample parking in a place where you wouldn't feel like your car is going to get towed away or anything. It's actually a fairly upscale neighborhood. And it's a brownstone on the property here. And who is going with Tesla, or who's taking Tesla?
Well, I am.
I'm nearby in probably a hidden car, you know, that's kind of off and can't be seen very easily. With some Cheka.
Okay. The Cheka's driving then, not you?
Yeah.
All right, you can give me an alertness roll. I'm going to roll for how well they can conceal a car. Okay.
That's a six.
Okay. The doctor has been followed. You do note that.
Okay, are we in the middle of the parking lot where everyone can see us? Am I a little bit suspicious about where he parked?
No, they didn't flub it, so no, you're not suspicious of it. Okay. They're actually in a parking area across the street, you know, so you're actually looking through binoculars at what's going on.
I'm just checking with that role. Mm-hmm. We're parked somewhere with a sign on our car that says, we have Bishop here.
Now, the car is actually is out of sight, but the guy that's kind of keeping tabs on things is leaning out of the driver's side with his binoculars on, half his body out of the car.
Just like hit him with a wrench. I keep an eye around our car along with that. And I tell them, and I get on my quantum, and I'm on my radio and say, if you need me, I'm here and ready to come. I have rope to come down immediately.
All right, so, doctor, you go up to the door stoop, knock on the door, and a clean-shaven young man answers the door, who you recognize as being one of the Cheka from the group, and invites you in.
Where's the patient?
He's basically sitting on a couch looking through this person's library of the house that they're in. So, fascinating book collection.
Well, first thing I think we need to start with is mental state to make sure. I've started a new program with these little white noise generators. They sure do help out on my mental state, so I think they'll help with yours and turn it on. Oh, that should drive any bugs nuts. Well, that should drive any like listening system nuts. Anyway. Mm.
And anyone listening?
Yes. On the outside, the car that was following the doctor, you know, it circles the block a few times, and then it kind of parks on the side of the street across from the door, and just seems to be waiting there.
Okay, what's that noise in the background? It sounds like Marlo's breathing again.
It's the ghost of Marlo.
Mm-hmm. All right. So so Tesla says he's sure he's willing to be examined.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuss is. I don't. I feel fine. I don't know what the fuss is about.
Have I cyborged? Because it kind of sounds almost like that.
No, you're fine. Unless you're.
No, you're good.
So that's a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, this is on your medicine roll.
Yes.
And you've got that special medical bag that's got all kinds of fancy stuff in it.
Yes.
His blood pressure is a little elevated. Looking at his eyes, they're bloodshot, but it also looks like he might have a few capillaries blown back there. Of course, he isn't having a seizure at this moment, so you're just kind of looking at his overall physical well-being. You're thinking he's under a lot of physical stress. He hasn't slept well. His blood pressure's up, heart rate's up as well. He could be nervous. Not a lot you can do without any kind of brain scanning technology, but looking at his eyes is the big tell, though. He, with the broken capillaries that you can kind of see behind the eyes, you shine the light in. He's definitely had something go on. If you've had like a stroke, sometimes you'll blow, some blood vessels in the eyes, that sort of thing. He's showing some signs of having had some kind of trauma like that recently.
Do I know anything I could do for him though at this point?
Cause you can try and treat the blood pressure, give him something to, basically his body's just, it's jacked up. It hasn't rested in a while. And it's basically overloaded. He needs rest that he's not getting.
I'll give him some sleeping pills, and hopefully he'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him, that pudding would probably be good for him, I'm guessing.
Right. Are you asking him anything else?
I'm asking him how he sleeps, how much he sleeps.
Oh, a few hours now and then. I find it really difficult to sleep. I keep having the same dream over and over.
Oh, interesting. What dream?
Just this very vivid dream of these pyramids, like the pictures you see in Egypt. You know, those blocky pyramids. You know, and in my dream, they've always got this halo of light over them.
What do you think that symbolizes?
Hi. You're going to psychoanalyze him now.
Yes.
I don't know. The dream's always the same. I mean, it's so vivid. I could feel the dirt between my toes. I'm there looking through my own eyes, and I've got this feeling of overwhelming, of accomplishing something great, but being very frightened at the same time.
Well, I think you should take some pills to help you sleep more at night. I think that'll help the condition.
But if I take these pills, I won't be able to wake up from this dream, and it's quite disturbing.
Why do you find that disturbing? It doesn't sound disturbing to me.
It's the same all the time. Every time I dream, it's always the same. I don't dream about anything else. He actually is starting to sound a little frayed. It's like it's not pleasant.
I don't know what else to tell him. I'm sure I'll think of something later.
Well, you can with that role and you being a doctor, you can prescribe him certain. Not painkillers, the sleeping pills that will actually put him to sleep, but it will make it so he doesn't actually dream.
Yes,
yeah, he won't be sleep. Able to get into that. Yep.
Hmm.
So it will at least bring down his blood pressure and allow him to rest and have him completely stop dreaming.
At least for a few days.
Yeah. Oh, sure. So you change the prescription a little bit and hand him some different pills.
Halo. Somehow I feel that has a significance. Outside of him, but I can't think of it right now.
The space alien.
Probably has something to do with his cloning process, to be honest. All right. Well, I'm going to take the white noise generator.
Mm-hmm.
And after I turn it off, I'm going to say very loudly, now you need to take those and get lots of rest and stay indoors for a while. And I'll... I think I don't think you're going to need this, and besides it, I don't have enough units to give out yet. Take the white noise generator with me and leave.
All right. For those of you that are making alertness rolls outside, the car that parked across the street from the apartment building, you notice that something cylindrical was pushed outside of the window and kind of pointed at one of the windows in the brownstone. And it just kind of was left there until the doctor came out of the front and then was pulled back into the car. And as the doctor goes back to his car, it waits a little bit, but shortly it goes back to following the doctor.
And I go back to my office, or I go back to my house at that point.
All right. And how much longer do you guys wait before leaving?
I tell them to wait a little bit longer on the radio, since hopefully I made sure one of them had a radio, and I have one. And all I say, let's do a quick look, telling the other guy, and then I say, all clear, go.
All right. In about 10 minutes, a police car comes down the street, far enough away from you that it doesn't notice you, but parks in front of the brownstone and goes up to the door. One officer gets out, the other one opens the door and kind of uses it for cover. And
I tell him police and you're crackling, Bert.
Okay, let me pause. All right, any better?
I tell them police, take the sewer.
Seems to be about an hour before you start crackling. I don't know what it is.
And it just since I'm hosting the call, it just degrades over a bit.
Mm.
But so one of the officers is at the door, knocks on the door, waits for a moment. If no one answers it, Austin, you're in there with Tesla or with Beta.
I saw them.
Yep. All right. Yeah. So you get the message over the radio that police are out front. So what are you doing?
Hmm.
Take Tesla down to the sewer connection since we made sure there was one here, and answer the door. We'll leave someone in there to be the person in charge.
Okay, so you're going to leave the Cheka guy who answered the door in the first place?
Yeah, he can answer the door.
All right. The police knock a second time, and this time the police announce, police, open up, as Austin and Beta and the manservant kind of go out the back. There was no police car that went around back, so you guys basically just go out the back door.
Make sure to close it.
Yep. So, yeah, you check a guy answers the front door. It's like, yeah, well, what can I do for you, officer? And officer kind of looks over his shoulder but doesn't seem to barge in or anything. It just looks like he's questioning your guy for a little bit. And then after a while, he just shakes his hand and goes back to his car, and they drive off. Meanwhile, you guys, so you're going to go into the sewer line was your escape route you took. You guys spent a lot of time in the sewers.
we timed it correctly.
Hey, when I'm in the sewer, I take our best too, just in case.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught, but we were tracking to make sure that the apes went around when we
You'd set up the tracking device for the apes before. I kept that into account. So, okay, yeah, head into the sewers, and then I guess after the police car goes away, and you tell them to come out, or?
Yeah, I tell them the police car is gone. You can come back up so you don't have to stay in the sewers.
All right. Your guy does eventually come out of the front door. He wipes the doorknobs off and locks it and comes out to join you back in your car. Yeah, police officer just wanted to know who lived here and if a doctor had stopped by and what he stopped by for. Just, he said, routine questions for the... Didn't really have a lot to ask. He didn't seem overly suspicious of anything.
Mm-hmm. Just figured, better be careful. Good job. I'll make sure you get a... Make sure whoever's more in charge, you get a commendation and pass that along to Marlo, because I don't think Marlo would pay attention to any commendations I gave.
Mm-hmm. All right, so everybody's heading back then, right?
Yep.
Doctor's gone to his home. The rest of you are heading back to the sanitarium, right?
Yep.
All right. On the way to the sanitarium, you get behind kind of a slowdown as the traffic seems to be coming to a standstill, as there are several police cars, five of them that you count, that are rolling down the road in the direction you were heading, and it's kind of stopped all the traffic as they're letting the police cars go by.
I use my radio to radio one of the radios that's back at the other place.
Okay, you get no answer.
I radio the other car, since we probably took two separate vehicles, and say, I think our hideout's been discovered. Possibly. We may want to head for the sea.
Okay, what other car are you talking about?
I'm figuring that Tesla probably took a separate vehicle.
Yes, he took a separate vehicle. Okay, so you're radioing Austin then, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Can I use my Universal Gadget to have a police scanner?
Sure. Yeah, you can.
Okay. I just want to see what the biggest chatter is.
All right. Sure. The chatter is that there is apparently someone has reported a break-in at the sanitarium, and they're asking the police to check it out. Suspicious individuals on the premises.
Good. And relay this to everyone else.
evacuate.
I'm still on the sanitarium.
Then I contact Gavin, since I don't think he left.
No, Gavin actually isn't there. Actually, I guess if you're using the radios, Gavin, do you have your radio on you?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you can tell him where you were.
But I think Hundegaard was saying he was there.
Yeah.
Yes, Hundegaard is there.
two important PCs are stuck there.
Oh, just one, Hundegaard.
I don't think it counted as important to anyone, but yeah, I'm there, so I can get a message.
You got people on the way. Evacuate.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to then order issues. We'll add a local checker to pack up everything identifiable. And if they can't pack up the stuff which is actually valuable, then they smash it and make it look like people came in and just wrecked the place, squatters.
All right.
Don't forget the engine.
Yeah.
Don't forget the pudding.
I did say everything is important.
How far away are we from the sanitarium?
Yeah,
Well, the police will get there faster, of course, because all the traffic is getting out of their way, but they're maybe 15 minutes away.
Okay, next up, I want to check. We have no way of monitoring ourselves, right? I mean, at the sanitarium, there's no indication of anything that any of this going on, save for what they're telling me. Right.
Right. Yeah, you have no indication.
What about the gorillas? Are they changing it at all, since they have people there monitoring it?
Ah, yes. Now that you've been put onto it, you look over at Gavin's little monkey alert system, and it looks like there's a bunch of red dots coming down the sewers.
Okay.
You ain't running through the sewers.
No.
Tesla's equipment. That's the worst part.
Sanitarium's actually out in one of the richer districts, isn't it? And it leads on to...
It's on the edge of one.
They could make a break for it. And the setup is a little like Tesla's house, isn't it? So it's got a bit of private ground at the back.
Yes, it does. And remember, you do have a number of cars here still.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, those... So, yeah. I mean, the checker are probably organized in their own way, but as I said, with the equipment, do that. People are to leave and disperse as quickly as possible. Don't travel in groups.
Grab some of Tesla's equipment, anything you can.
I've already said that.
Bazooka.
Sure. I mean, they're kind of the checker are kind of used to this, so they never really unpacked a lot. So everything's swooped into crates, which they start bringing out to the white paneled vans. They grab the engine that was set up. Basically, they just rip it all out. They don't have time to dismantle it. Well, they do grab a few cameras too, just in case. And of course, they can't take the entire lab, but they grab the stuff that Tesla was like just recently working on.
And everything else gets smashed and made it look like a bunch of squatters came in.
All right. Sounds good. Give me, Mr. Hundegaard, since you're kind of the one there and ordering everybody around, give me a discipline roll.
Hi.
Or you can do presence. You can do discipline or presence. Either one would be fine.
Well, I got better presence, so that's a 5. Do I have a presence benefit? No, I should do, but I don't have it. Can I pick a specialization for my presence so far? So,
yeah, if you haven't yet, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't got... I guess I'd have a presence thing, which is... I'm trying to think of a way of phrasing it, but it'd basically be the aristocratic tone. The voice which is used to giving out commands to people.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. You can say voice of authority, you can say...
Hey,
I think someone's already got that one, that's why.
I have voice of authority.
All right. Sure. I mean, you get everybody hopping. It's not going quite as fast as you like, but your radio chatter is telling you you have about 15 minutes. So in about 10 minutes, the last of the vans leave the back area of the sanitarium. Where are you heading? Is the question.
It's a very good question.
Yeah, want the vehicles to actually disperse. I mean, they each have their own method.
Yes, they all go their separate ways.
I think we need to finally get everyone out.
Yeah, everyone managed to get out, and the vehicles are out. There's still people on foot.
No, everyone's out on vehicles. There was enough of those white vans, and they just loaded them up.
Unfortunately, I really wish we had some of the doctor's knockout gas, because personally, I'd have liked it if we could have had the police have a run into the apes.
That's what I wanted to try and set up, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, I could sit there as bait. I think that's about it.
And the gorillas won't come out if the cops show up.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We may hear about it on the police chatter. Ape gorillas attack police.
That's actually, I'm thinking that's our best way of ever striking back at them is to get flush gorillas out of the sewers. Which sounds.
If you give no rendezvous command, how.
They stay in radio contact because they each have their own separate radios, don't they?
Nope. You only have a total of 5 radios, so who's got them is the question.
Yeah. Obviously, Marlo's got one. I'll take one. There'll be one to each of them, separate heads of the checkout. The checkout is like a military structure, isn't it?
Actually, Bob has one. I remember Nick had given Bob one, so you're already one down.
Okay, so...
And the PCs, pretty much got given to the PCs, to be honest.
Yeah.
Checker.
Yeah, they have their own methods of communication, covert, you know. Okay. Rendezvous and probably some hidden place near the docks so that they can slowly get ferried out by the other than the ones who are good at covert, have the ones who aren't good covert just be ferried out by the submarine and get them to Allard's Island.
All right, so you're going to try and assemble the Cheka on Stormhaven then?
Yeah, except for the covert ones who are continuing observations, etc.
Okay.
I'm sure Nick won't mind that. That was actually the ultimate goal anyway. Mm-hmm. And that can get us to Allard's Island also.
And keep close track of police movements, make sure they haven't suddenly got a mysterious tip-off saying that there's mysterious figures at the docks. That they start moving in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think that's it, isn't it?
All right, and just to get a hook in, I'm going to because if you remember, Nick also has one of these radios, and there's really there's no distance.
Yeah.
So he's in the loop as far as the doctor's back in town.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is going to happen, Doctor? When you do get at your residence, you have a mail courier there waiting for you with a package that he would like you to sign for. You there, Ben?
Oh, sorry. Had it on mute.
No problem. So there is a...
I'll sign for the package. And, okay. After the courier leaves, I'll go inside and open it up.
All right. Inside is... basically, it has been a telegraphed a wire that was wired to Metapol and then from there sent to you by courier. It is... a letterhead from Kenneth Allard of Allard Technologies that is requesting your personal aid as he is undergoing some recent severe traumatic experience that he is needing some help to recover from, and his good friend Mr. Marlowe has suggested that you are perhaps the doctor best suited to help him out.
All right, so I will go and start filling out some paperwork because my thing's still being under construction, so I might as well leave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fill out some paperwork saying that I will be gone for a short period of time. I should be back before it is. And I'll make copies of it on carbon paper.
Okay, so you are doing what the police asked, and you are notifying the police in writing that you're leaving for a time then.
I'm notifying the police and my employees. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not including the location though.
All right. Stormhaven Island is actually still on the same. It's still on. It's an island, not too far. Do you guys remember how far it was? It was like
it was only a couple of hours.
Yeah, 2 hours travel.
Yeah, by boat, by plane, it doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
We just hopefully he was told to have a green flag.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. No mention of it.
Oh God, Marlo's a jerk. I make sure that our submarine, when it surfaces, there's a green flag that's immediately put up, even though we're coming in the back.
Presumably, there's still normal transportation to Ellard Island, and they'll make
contact. Remember, he shot all those off.
He shot ones that didn't want to talk to him down, that gave no sign of communication. I don't know if he went around killing every single person around.
No, there has not been a sudden shooting down of every Zeppelin and plane that's crossed the island. Yeah.
it's just those that don't communicate with him and say, hey, we're normal traffic. Anyone who tries to get by in secret, go to Bluey. The ones who are doing perfectly normal transportation, they're fine.
Hey, and now we have a separate island source of power. A separate place, and we've got a few cameras for our video conference.
I send out the letter almost immediately. I mail the letter to the people I'm going to be mailing it to as I'm leaving, so there's really no notice on their part.
Okay. Hey, did anyone slip him a radio or no? You discussed it, but you never said it, so...
I don't think we got anything.
I don't think we got.
It was going to be a radio. It's just going to be a normal radio. It wasn't going to be a quantum radio unless Tesla's created like a half a dozen since.
He hasn't had the chance to.
No, we completely forgot to mention that we're going to give the Docker radio.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm watching that Skinner like a hawk.
Yeah, and I think, Bert, that what we're probably going to do is, do you mind us just jumping to the island, or
That's fine. And
as much as I want to stay in Metropole, it makes sense to get out for now.
And how about we're getting kind of near the end. Do you want to just end with a nice scene of a week has passed?
Well, you've actually passed a week while we were playing, so you can take a week for that, and then I'll give you some more time on top of that. Yeah,
yeah. But also, I was going to say we end this week on Allard's Island, video and phone rigged up with its own thing so that it's bouncing signals everywhere so that we can have this video conference. Marlo is there standing with us, and we end with Edison saying, probably, hello, gentlemen.
I'm just imagining the screen comes up.
I wouldn't go that far immediately.
Bert, as I'm leaving, I'm going to watch to make sure see if I'm followed.
Oh yeah, go ahead and give me an alertness roll.
You're being followed.
Well, followed onto the Zeppelin going to the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
Wow, that's really not a good alertness.
Chips.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay, so you've got a net negative two. What is your total?
My total would be a one.
Okay. Well, with a one, I can tell you that you know you were followed to the airport, but as soon as you got on the Zeppelin, the tail drove away. With a one, you know that.
What can I use?
There you go.
I don't know where you go just by looking at the files.
Hmm?
I gotta know where you went just by looking at the files of the flight plan.
No, he didn't. Yeah, that's true. Because you did have to take a commercial Zeppelin. They do know where you're going to be going, because you've got to take a commercial flight there.
I'm not going to take a direct flight there, though.
Ah, okay.
I'll stop somewhere.
As close as I can see, a morbid curiosity to know how tailed you are.
Yeah.
Likely you can...
I was in the war, that would do, one of those two.
Well, I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go, here's my card. I'm giving out my card to everybody, and I'm noticing if somebody I had already given it to.
Okay. What do you want to do, a reroll or a plus two?
A reroll.
A reroll? Okay, go ahead. And you'll probably be stopping off in Canada first, then.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Canada.
Well, that's better, but not much.
Since we're coming to the end, Bert, before we leave, I make a few phone calls and to spread the word about the believers in Bishop.
I'm gonna also spend a chip. I was in a war and just give a +2 on that, so that puts it at a 4.
Okay, at a 4. no one else boarded after you. You were actually the last one on board. But having you know, as you were saying, handing out your business card, because this is a professional flight. I mean, that wouldn't be unheard of. A lot of the people on this flight are going to be professional, you know, men in business, etc. So yeah, sure, people hand out their business cards for this sort of thing. You do notice somebody that seems to be just a little off that's on the flight. Everyone else seems to be pretty affable, and you know, you're dressed well, you've got the mannerism of a man of means, and so they're glad to take your card and chit chat with you. But one guy seems to be kind of very standoffish. While he is dressed well, he's not dressed well. The quality of his clothing is very good. He's not dressed well. It's kind of like, you know, wearing a fashion that's a little bit out of date. And, you hand him the card and he'll take it and nod at you, but he didn't really say anything else. And, he was already on board the plane before you got there.
And
there's a bunch of writing going on. Hold on just a second. So timeline-wise, the doctor's going to leave before you guys do, because right. He had said that he dropped the stuff off and left immediately so that he wouldn't give them too much time to do anything.
Yeah.
And since he doesn't have a radio on him, unless you guys could figure out some other way to contact him, that's going to happen.
My thought was actually using one of the older radios, which isn't safe, to be a decoy to draw everyone's attention there, or even just get on a little communicator which they would actually probably track and say a load of keywords which someone is going to pick up upon. Basically, it's just dropping all our names into conversations as if we're blatantly talking. So they all rush over to some conversation. They at least get distracted a little. I mean, the Checker is, my understanding of the Checker is that they're an organization which, with quick change of uniform, can just go back to the public citizens.
Yep.
So we still have some radios, don't we, which we know are unsafe?
Well, I mean, you've only got the
three quantum
radios, because two of them ones.
Yeah, but haven't we used other equipment which we have just decided that we can't use anymore because it's easily tracked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can have someone look like they're sloppily or desperately trying to call out for assistance, as in they're panicked.
Ah, so you're just trying to make some distractions around town to pull and away police.
They basically go to really obvious hideout places, such as derelict buildings or whatever, make these sort of calls and then flee, leave the invaluable equipment behind.
You were the last one in contact with the Cheka, so they're taking your orders on this. Let's see if any of them get caught as they. All right.
It was basically they made drop the equipment and run.
Wow! Really? 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 They don't have any. They don't have an aspect to stop.
Oh, actually, the group does have fate chips. That is true.
Let's see. What does he have? Can I give him my presence role, seeing as I'm giving the orders?
No, unfortunately, you can't, because they do have one fate chip, and let's see, what are their aspects? This would fit. Okay, I'm going to do a reroll then. And
come on, -4, just to be appropriate for Nick.
Ah, no. Yeah, luckily, yes, they are able to make the distraction, but apparently the police had a net out. They were closing in, and your guys managed to get out just in time as they diverted quite a bit of the police force away from where you were heading. Now, before you guys actually leave, are you going to set up anything here before you go? I mean, you've got the Cheka looking, following the apes. Are you going to leave those couple of guys on following Dare around?
Yeah, we wanna let them into a false sense of security by thinking we're absolutely incompetent.
Yes. Also, I make I make sure to get a battery source somehow, and using my phone, make a contact to add people to try to increase the influence of my group. I've already made the roll, and I put out 3 chips at it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you go.
All right. So, what kind of roll are you making for your group? Sorry.
I made a contacts roll.
A contacts roll.
Trying to increase the influence.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Give me the roll.
I'll make another roll.
Oh, what did you make? I didn't see it.
I rolled a 5, then spent a chip to just make it a 6, so I could spend.
So you could spend 3 chips on it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me write that down.
Last I knew, they were at 0 as of me spending input. These are trying to increase the influence. So once I get the influence high enough, the world will know a bishop in a good light.
unless the group is "We believe in Bishop as future dictator," or that's kind of undefined at the moment.
Hey, maybe they become president. Maybe they want to make him president.
Okay, but anyway, so what do you leave behind? The tail on the tail on Day, or the tail on the apes, to see if anything changes.
Yeah.
Somehow we've got to leave by at least some sort of system where we can talk to these people.
are we
going to give up on it? Bob's staying here in Metapol, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he is. Bob's staying here because you have to have the check of contact here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a radio, so that's...
Yeah, we have Bob. We tell Bob, do what Marlo would tell you to do.
Stab everyone in the eye. Gotcha.
Face stabbing, yes.
We tell Bob that we know you are a completely competent, powerful person. We understand that you can do what we need done. What me as an incompetent person could not tell you to do, you know what to do.
And also get him to set up sort of fake moments so it seems we're still in town.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, so you can do fake movement of this communications from you guys from different places
to make it seem like we're still around. Not much.
Sure.
He'd know how to sort of set something like that.
Yeah, they got some recordings of your voices too, so they can fool actual scanners for that sort of thing.
Yep.
Of course, Tesla's going with you along with his manservant. Austin, yep. What are you doing? They're wanting to go to this island to apparently try and help someone that has gone a little over the deep end but might be a great aid to them. Are you joining them? What are you doing? Tesla's going, or Beta's going.
Well, then I'm going.
He just had a little, just to sweeten it slightly more. He has robots which shoot lasers.
Yes, he does.
That just means I get to disassemble and learn how the laser works. Ignore the robot.
Adult weaponry might.
Laser fists are doomed.
All right, good enough. And,
what I must try and do is get the railroad to help with building the doctor's place. Make it to sort of strengthen the links there and set the facilities up.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, resources roll is what I'm going to be getting at here.
Yeah, that's fine. You can make a resources roll if you want to try and move chips over.
Yep. Think. Come on, don't do this. Oh, yes, that's a 4. But I can tap the caches of cash that I have to get a 6. Oh, it doesn't matter because I can only move 2 chips over because I've only got 2 left. All right, well, I move 2 over. Fine. I'm out.
That's why I was only able to spend 1 because it was like, oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, it gives them another couple of chips to spend on whatever the resources equivalent is. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good enough. All right, and the doctor, when you disembark from the... the stop in Canada and...
During the flight, Bert, I'm gonna be talking to everybody because I've just announced that I'm a doctor to everybody on the flight, and that means everybody's gonna talk to me.
It's not that long a flight.
It's a Zeppelin.
He has that many business cards, though.
Well, yeah, and he's taking a circuitous route. He's going to Canada first, so he's not going, This is not necessarily a short flight. He's going a roundabout way. But what did you want to do on board? Sorry.
I'm gonna talk to the flight attendants and get them to slip the guy some powder.
Oh, you're gonna try and get a flight attendant to do it?
Yes.
Okay. Give me.
Don't fail it.
Let's see. Probably a
rapport.
Rapport. Well, sort of. You're trying to get them to do something that is patently not right.
I'm a doctor after all.
Okay. I mean, how are you going to couch it? Are you going to say like, I think this guy is having some problem, because he is unlike the rest of the passengers. I mean, he seems to be, you know, very secretive. He's not really making eye contact with anyone. Are you going to try and convince her that he's sick or something?
I mean,
is that the tact you want to use? Because otherwise, I would normally say, if you want to do that, you can use, rapport, but otherwise presence, like using the authority you have as a doctor to try and get her to do it. Either one of those would be fine.
I'm going to try to convince her that he's a patient that of mine, that he normally has problems flying, so he needs to have some of this, but he's refusing to take it.
That's actually deceit at that point, because you're lying to her. You're telling her that he's a patient. You can take your choice here. I can see it as doing it as deceit. I can see it as doing it as presence, using the fact that you're a doctor, whichever one of those two roles you want to do, but I don't think rapport is going to work for this.
Okay, I'll do it as deceit.
Okay.
I've got a three.
Mm-hmm.
Does she seem wavering, or does she seem like she's going to accept that?
Depends. Depends on your role. Let's see how.
Three.
Oh, that's the total is a three?
Yes.
Yeah, that blew her track. She's only got it. Well, hold on. She has a chance to. She will use her conviction as a good stewardess who doesn't do such things.
Negative four.
Oh, no. Yeah, you blew her track. She'll do it. Oh my, is he that sick? I mean, it's terrible that people won't look after themselves.
Oh, I'm so bad.
Anyway, so assuming he doesn't follow me off of the plane.
Oh no, he's still asleep by the time the plane lands, and they've actually got to help escort him off, because I'm sure that you're off first thing, so you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, I'm going to place a few orders at a couple of different shops and book a flight back.
Mm-hmm.
And or book a flight to a different destination, and then book a flight under an alias to the island.
Sure. Yep. And you'd get a private flight going to the island. That would be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Do I need to make a resources roll or anything?
No, the tickets aren't that expensive. It's not something that's going to tap you at the resources that you have.
And I'm placing a large order under my name for white noise generators at one of the shops. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, so we have the cutscene to the island where Allard has got a six-pack of beer, and he's got it laying down next to him, and he's seated reclined in an anti-aircraft gun as he's got it pointed to the skies, looking through the iron crosshairs as planes come onto his island.
I'm guessing word came with us.
I suspect that it's a resort trap has gone downhill a bit.
Yes. Yes, it
has. Suddenly now my vision of Allard has been replaced with the American character from the later James Bonds.
Oh, yeah.
The one who always wears the Hawaiian shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sir Don Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ward actually would have left the day before all of this happened, so.
Okay, good. Hopefully Ward can get some sense into him.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, a week will have passed, so you can level yourselves up a week. Go ahead and take two experience for tonight's session.
How much?
Two. You got a few things done.
Nice. And we set up a video call. Which is actually really smart. Whoever came with that, compliments.
Unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to be able to set it up, though, since we're now on an island somewhere and we didn't have the time to take plans properly.
Stuff, we've got a couple days. It's, he said it was where it's good for
a week and 3 days. It won't be good for a week, and then 3 days after that week, it'll be good.
Yeah. All right. So is that a? Are we going to call it here?
Yep, that's a wrap. We'll call it a few minutes early this time.
Okay. It's good to be back. I'm sorry I didn't. I don't think I was super involved in this episode, but I was just trying to get back into everything.
Yeah, got to get back in the swing of what's going on.
Join the club. And I apologize about your place, but when we house a couple of spies and the bad guys decide to drive in through the front door, you can't stop them.
I'm personally, Doctor, I am disappointed. Not only did you not destroy your car, but then you left it behind in Metapol, so we have no opportunity to destroy it.
No, I figured the giant robot man step on it.
I'll get it destroyed some point. It almost every episode it gets destroyed, so it's due in for an episode where it doesn't get destroyed.
I was waiting for the car chase with the police to have it destroyed, but it just didn't pan out.
That's because we're actually being smart.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep my character above suspicion for a little while. A little while. I'm sure I'll fall in with them eventually.
I still like how it has finally been confirmed. This episode confirms it. It's all Marlowe's fault for me being wanted. Out of all the things I've done that Marlowe blames me, I can fully blame him because I was not connected with the Cheka at all.
Exactly.
I was merely connected with the magician who runs the Cheka.
Oh, God, yes, I heard about that much. Yes. Sure.
A
man in the
trench
coat and the fedora is, in fact, a man in a tailcoat with a top hat.
So the way the groups work is when you put refresh into them, is that how...
Not refresh, just chip.
Oh, here, let me give you the we have a forum that we've been talking on and on. Just find the thread that has for the group creation. Basically, you spend a fate point to create the group, and you get some basic stuff for it. Now, that does not give you control of the group, though. It just makes the group come into existence. If you want to tie yourself to the group, you need to get an aspect showing that you're linked to it somehow. But you can do things to help the group improve. Like at the end of this session, Mr. Marshall helped to get some, what did you put in for?
Resources.
Resources. You made a roll to see if you can help improve your group's resources. Basically, every... two successes you get on your roll, you can convert one of your chips over to the group.
Okay. Well, because I plan on helping him run the underground because I'm kind of a sympathetic doctor.
Yep. Yay. The underground will finally get more points than believers in Bishop.
One of the things that will be very useful.
A huge amount of points there.
Is you, yes, if I you know. Can get an aspect to tie yourself into the group. And remember, at any point, before a game starts, you can change your aspects. Aspects aren't written in stone. They can be changed whenever you want to change them. So you don't actually have to wait till you can get a new free aspect. You can always change one of your other ones. So,
although I just did.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I changed semi-recently. I'm now leader of the Believers in Bishop.
Yeah, I think it has to wait because I like all my aspects. I'm not sure I want to... Well, maybe I'll get rid of morbid curiosity for now.
Yes. It's up to you.
Does Infamous Family still have effect?
Yes, yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah. I was also, I wanted to see if I was actually about to ask that same question because I was just thinking about an organization he would have been thinking about setting up between the time of leaving and before the place being busted.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. Just send me a message on what you want to have created.
Oh, yeah. It's something simple, and I already have an aspect that does not get used whatsoever.
Sounds good.
So that's easily converted.
Alrighty. Well,
so
guys...
maybe I'll convert morbid curiosity to railway stop. Or something like that.
Oh, as a matter of fact, actually, Ben, this will be your 10th game, so you get another... get one more refresh, one more aspect.
Well, that's
anyway,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, then I just need to come up with a term for whatever it's going to be, and I'll tie myself into the railroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The organization is called the Marmosy Railroad for reasons I don't want to go into. so it's just whatever aspect you want to have, this is somehow that you link them with it. Preferably not leader of, because I'm not even the leader of it. It's its own organization. I'm just a member of it.
Well, and I just plan on helping by being like a stop along the way.
I'm the weirdo who wants to be the head and try and control my group, but until I get public again, I can't really control my group so well.
Oh, you're public. You're very public.
Indeed. You're in all the papers.
Yes.
Yes. I'm hoping, but hey, the believers are gaining more influence. Maybe they'll actually get off midnight instead of 3 a.m. radio. They'll actually get to closer to prime time.
Personally, I think you should focus on your career in medical journals. I mean, they've discovered so many combinations of diseases right now, thanks to your...
Quiet, sir. I'm more focusing on alchemy.
He's on the Metropol equivalent of Art Bell.
Hey. Nice. Hey. So I discovered diseases. It's because I know who to go to. There's Watson. It's Watson and Crick. Special thanks, Bishop.
Yeah, good dose of mercury every time.
No, we're not that backwards.
So, Bert, were you planning on having the poison be hallucinogenic before I said anything?
Yeah, no, I wasn't, but it worked out well, so. Yeah. Oh, on your character sheet on the Obsidian Portal, you should now have a pane that you can see showing all your experiences you've earned at this point that's shared between you and me only, so other players can't see it. So that in case you need to go back and figure out if you have or haven't spent experience, it's all listed.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I see that now.
Yes, you can figure out if you accidentally got a negative experience somehow, or you've spent more than you've had.
All right, I'll get to the math. Well,
thanks a lot, and we will play again in 2 weeks.
Anyone who wants to talk with me about good ideas other than guilt because you're actually in my game?
La, 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 la. Actually, also, if anyone's interested in the game, I'm planning on running one once I know what my shifts are.
Oh, is this the pirate game?
No, unfortunately that fell to pieces. So I've actually got a copy of A Song of Ice and Fire, the old roleplay game by...
Yeah.
It's actually not too bad. A little clunky in places, so I'm modifying it for a bit more of a...
Streamline?
Still
hate yeah, it. I think Bert's game's all I'm going to dedicate myself to, because I want to... I've already talked to Bert. I want to do some programming projects as far as gaming goes, so I need
to give myself... Yes, he can make us a better dice roller.
Yes.
We do have map tools, you just can't be bothered being a working problem.
Well, I think I'm going to try to basically redo what he's got there slightly differently in HTML5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm lazy. I can only do Java myself. Oh, and Flash. Everyone can learn Flash.
Well, I do ASP at work all the time. It's my job.
Love it.
All right. I'll catch you guys next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. If you would like to comment or leave feedback for this show, we provide many ways. You can email us at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can leave us a review on iTunes. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK. If you go this route, please send me email so that I can activate your account. Unfortunately, the spam levels are in the red and are getting difficult to sort through. Finally, you can follow our campaign at obsidianportal.com. Following this podcast are bumpers for other great games, and we hope you enjoy them as well.
Okay, this should be good.
Well, don't forget, they do have Tommy guns, which aren't exactly known for their...
Oh, that's true, that's true. They could be intending to shoot it up. Okay, that's good. I like that.
Glad you like it. I ain't all that enthused about it myself. You think you got problems? I'm from Iowa. Nobody from Iowa talks like this.
It's funny. I always took him for the bookish type, you know?
Yeah, impromptu barnstorming.
I meant to do that.
Exactly.
But Mark's a nice GM. Yeah. There aren't going to be any problems. Come on.
You don't know me very well, do you?
The Gutter Skypes.